Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm the team leader of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. As ever, it's my privilege to bring you these podcasts. We are looking today at Psalm 15 and the title is A Fitting Response. We pray to our Saviour and our God. Lord Jesus, we ask that by the Holy Spirit, you would be present with us in our hearts and in our lives. Fill us afresh, we ask. Forgive us our sins. Help us to focus on your word. And may we hear your voice echoing down the centuries from your ancient but ever-living words, speaking to us directly and immediately today. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 15, and I will read the whole of this short psalm. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? The one whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, who has no slander on their tongue, who does their neighbour no wrong, and casts no slur on his fellow man or woman, who despises a vile person, but honours those who fear the Lord, who keeps their oath even when it hurts, who lends their money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. The one who does these things will never be shaken. Well, are you worried? On one level, you probably should be. For the psalm sets a standard for the person who desires a lasting, saving relationship with the one true God. And it is a high standard indeed. No slander. Honest, upright, and true. Doing the right thing even when it hurts. And as verse 2 says, blameless. I say again, are you worried? For myself, I know that I fall short of every verse in this psalm. And certainly I do not live a blameless or a righteous life. And so what are we to do with this? Well, of course, we need to read the psalm through a New Testament lens, as we need to do all the psalms, and as we need to do the whole of the scriptures. Eugene Peterson, in his book Answering God, talks about how Jesus has captured the psalms. And so we read them and all of the Bible as Christian scripture. And it is possible, and I believe not only legitimate but helpful, to see this psalm firstly as a description of Jesus. We can look, for example, at verse 3 and read it as a description of his passion, how he went to the cross, not slandering those who were crucifying, thinking of his neighbour, his fellow human beings, doing no wrong, casting no slur on his fellow men and women. Verse 4, he kept to his oath, he kept to his mission, even when it was so painful. This is a description that can be applied to Jesus and indeed is ultimately fulfilled in him. He lived a life, verse 2, that indeed is blameless. And he is the one who did what is righteous. And because of his death, we have a righteousness that is not our own, a righteousness that comes from Jesus, a right standing. We have, in the Bible's imagery, been given clean clothes to wear, so that if I were to keel over at this very moment, if I were to fall off my chair, if this was to be the very last that you would hear from me, I believe, indeed I would say that I know, that a sinner though I am, I would go straight into the presence of Jesus, and he would look on me, God the Father would look on me as someone who is righteous, not that I have a righteousness of my own, but a righteousness from God. I would be forgiven, I would be healed, I would be set free, and I would await the coming of the Lord and the resurrection of all of those who have died believing in him. That is the wonderful gospel. That is what Jesus has done for us. And this psalm, this powerful psalm, Psalm 15, speaks of Jesus and of his righteous and blameless life, and indeed of how he who puts his trust in God, the man, the woman, will never be shaken. But there is also a second way of reading this psalm, and we need to reckon with it. Yes, we're made righteous not by what we do, but by what Jesus has done. But having been made righteous, having been made clean, having been given new life, we're driven back to God's word. We're driven to psalms like this, and we are challenged in the power of the Spirit to live these things out. It's not that we are debtors to God, as if someone could ever repay him. But a response of holiness is a response that is fitting, that is right for someone who has been saved by the Lord Jesus. I want to focus just for these closing moments on verse 4 and on the person who keeps their oath, who keeps their word, who does what is right, even when it hurts. It's easy to be obedient when the sun is shining, as it were, when obedience is a joy. We know those times, I believe. But there are also times when true obedience is tough, when true obedience involves taking up our cross daily and following Jesus. It might be working at a relationship that you know that God has given to you, and yet it's really tough at this particular time. It may be sticking with a particular job. Sometimes God calls us to move on, but it may be right to stick with something for a while. Indeed, it may be that you have little choice. Your call is to obedience in a difficult situation, in dealing with a tough person. It hurts to keep your oath. It hurts to fulfill your promises, but God calls you to do it. We have the example of the Lord Jesus, who has gone before us. We have the example of the psalmist, who in the power of the Spirit, doubtless imperfectly, sought to live this out. And we do have that self-same power, each and every one of us, the Holy Spirit in our hearts, the Word of God in our hearts, nourishing us, filling us, which enables us to really live for God, even when times are tough. This is the sign of a mature believer, someone who is pressing on in faith, that they live for God when it is difficult, when every fiber, every sinew may be saying, no, I don't want to go God's way, I want to go a different way. When you follow the Lord Jesus in those times, be encouraged that God is working in your life. And in those times when you recognize that you've fallen, know that we have a righteous one who has gone before us, who has forgiven our sins. His is a fitting death indeed. And now we are called to respond in a fitting way ourselves. Let's just pause together. I want us today to give thanks for the Lord Jesus, as well as praying these words into our lives. Lord, we thank you that you have fulfilled perfectly the words of this psalm, far more perfectly than the psalmist was ever able to do, far more perfectly than any saint that has ever lived in the Old or the New Testament, whether it's Abraham or Sarah or the Apostle Paul or Priscilla. Lord, great saints of God, those who sought to live for you, and yet they and we have all fallen short. We thank you, we praise you for the Lord Jesus, who has won the victory and who offers us forgiveness day by day by day. Lord, as we rejoice, as we praise you, we pray that we would make a fitting response to him. Help us to do what is right when it just feels so difficult, so tough, when we are, in a sense, almost screaming that we want to go a different way, our own way. Lord, we pray that you would give us the courage, the character, and the strength, the charisma from the Holy Spirit to go your way rather than our own way. Just feel that this is a special word for someone today, perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow. You know that you're going to have a big challenge, and God is saying, take the good path. Take the path that I set out for you. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. And it may be that there's someone listening and that challenge will come into their lives and you don't yet know that it's going to come. God again says to you, remember this psalm, remember these words, remember this thought. And when it's tough, when it's difficult, when it hurts, follow Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Be different, be distinctive, be radical disciples of Jesus today and tomorrow in response to this psalm. For such a response is a fitting response to all who have seen the glorious, wonderful, and gracious forgiveness of their God. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.